This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Xcel Energy is still working to restore power to more than 25,000 customers on the Front Range. Some of those outages are from damage to power poles and electrical lines, but some happened when the company preemptively shut down parts of the grid on Saturday to reduce the chances of power lines sparking wildfires. Many customers were caught off guard by the preemptive shutdown. Xcel President Robert Kennedy says the utility will do everything it can to give customers more warning next time.
That's probably one of the single biggest pieces of feedback that we've gotten, is that customers would have preferred longer lead time notification. So we hear that feedback loud and clear.
This is the first time Xcel has preemptively de-energized power lines in Colorado. A Southwest Airlines flight was forced to return to Denver yesterday morning after an engine cover peeled away just after leaving for Houston. Shortly after the plane took off, a pilot declared an emergency.
Let's go ahead and declare an emergency for Southwest 3695, and we'd like an immediate return. We got a piece of the engine cowling hanging off, apparently.
Passengers and cabin crew were first to notice something was wrong.
Several passengers and flight attendants heard something loud hit the wing.
No injuries were reported. Passengers were rebooked on another flight to Houston. The FAA is investigating what went wrong on the Boeing 737-800 plane. On much of the Front Range and in Grand Junction, tonight's lows will be down around freezing. Tomorrow is shaping up to be a bit warmer and sunnier than today across the state. This is CPR News and KRCC.